Magandang umaga pong muli sa inyo. Pakisabi nga sa katabi mo na ang ganda mo ngayon, ang gwapo mo ngayon. Totoo naman yun, wala hong biro yun. No? Sapagkat ang mga nakakakilala sa Panginoon ay tunay na pinagaganda ng Diyos araw-araw. Amen? Because when we have the Word of God makes us beautiful, no? Because it changes us, it reveals who we are, and at the same time, it tells us what we should do and who we should be, no? In the presence of the Lord. Kaya napakabuti ng Panginoon sa atin. Okay. So the title of today's message is Breakpoint. Yung pong breakpoint ay normally naririnig yan sa larong tennis, na isa sa paborito kong sports, na you get a point off the service of your opponent. No, yung opponent mo ang nagsiserve, pero nakuha mo yung point, ibig sabihin nun, break point. Nakuha mo yung puntos na yun. No? At para ka manalo sa isang game, dapat marami kang break points. No? Para ka manalo sa championship, dapat marami kang break points. And most often than not, these breakpoints are undeserved. No, para bang kasi nga ang nagse-serve yung opponent mo eh. And then you get the point out of that. In the same way, ganun din ang relasyon natin sa Panginoon, no. It is God serving and we benefit from the service of the Lord because of his grace for us. Kaya napakabuti ng Panginoon as we go through the life of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, lutang na lutang mga kapatid yung grasya ng Diyos sa kanilang buhay. Amen? Ito yung pamilyang hindi mo naman talaga ipagmamalaki, isang pamilya na may mga kahinaan, may mga problema din, at may mga hang-ups. But despite the dysfunctions in the family, God's grace was able to sustain them. And his covenant promise was made or was realized or fulfilled even through the centuries until the coming of the Messiah. Kaya purihin ang Panginoon for giving us the book of Genesis for the whole year of 2022. No, ako'y yung journey natin sa Genesis ay naging very meaningful sa akin at very fruitful as I rest, you know, in the love of God, in His unconditional love for all of us. Okay, so if you have your Bibles with you, buksan natin sa Genesis chapter 28, and I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Sige po, buklatin natin ang mga Biblia natin. Wala yata ako narinig na nagbubuklat. Buklatin ninyo ang inyong mga cellphones, iPads. Yan, Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 to 17. Okay, tumayo tayong lahat mga kapatid. And let's read this all together. Genesis 28, verse 10 to 17. Itong sabi ng Panginoon, Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord God above it, and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is a gate of heaven. Papalain ng Panginoon ang kanyang salita. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, ang iyong salita ay lubhang mayaman. Dalangin po namin na mangusap ka sa amin sa umagang ito, sa araw na ito, at ang pangungusap mo ay maglubikha ng pagbabago sa aming buhay. Lord, fill our hearts with so much of your joy, our minds with your truth, our will, Lord, with your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Okay. So let's have a review. Last week, napag-usapan po natin ang buhay ni Jacob at kung paano niyang nakuha yung birthright at yung blessing through deception. Nakita din natin that God hates lying. No, the truth about lying is that God hates it, and that lying hurts people, and lying has consequences. In fact, liars go to hell. Okay? But at the end, nakita natin how good God is, that despite the lies and deception, no, God, because of His unconditional will, nagtuloy pa rin ang pangako ng Panginoon. But of course, there are consequences of the lies and the deception that Jacob made. No, talaga pong ganun eh. Nandiyan ang forgiveness ng Panginoon sa mga lies and deception natin. But we cannot escape the consequences. There will always be consequences. No po. Now, because of that, nagalit po yung kanyang kuya sa kanya, and ang huling narinig po natin ay may banta sa kanyang buhay. Kaya pagdating sa chapter 28, this is the send-off of Jacob. No? Siya po ay sinabihan ng kanyang tatay na, you go. No? For Isaac, this I think is also a redemption for him. Kasi tinawag niya si Jacob at ang sabi niya, anak, huwag kang kukuha ng asawa dito sa Kanaan. Doon ka kumuha ng asawa sa aking mga kamag-anak sa Haran, kung saan lumaki ang yung ina na si Rebecca. So you find the wife there. Okay. So ang pretext noon ay marriage, pero ang talagang layunin siguro ni Isaac is to separate the brothers. Kasi anytime pwedeng patayin ni Esau si Jacob. No? Chapter 1, nakita natin sa chapter 6 to 9, o chapter 3 to 4, ay binless ni Isaac si Jacob. So this time, totoo na to. No, wala nang deception, at saka accepted na rin ni Isaac na si Jacob talaga yung merong birthright. At sa kanya dapat talaga yung blessing as per the word of God. So malinaw na po yun, tanggap na po rin ni Isaac. And that's a good thing. No, so he mentioned the blessing of Abraham for Isaac, for Jacob. Sabi niya, the God of your father Abraham and my God, no, I declare the blessing of Abraham upon your life. At ang word na sinabi is El Shaddai. No, this is the second time that the word El Shaddai is mentioned in verse 3. Yung unang mention niya ay sa chapter 17 kung saan nagpakilala ang Diyos kay Abraham. That I am God El Shaddai. Ang ibig sabihin ng El Shaddai ay the all-bountiful giver God. Literally, ang ibig sabihin ng El Shaddai is the God who is like a nursing mother. Shad is breast, mga kapatid. Ibig sabihin nun, it's abundant supply of milk for anyone who will believe. So that's El Shaddai. El is God. Shaddai is the bountiful giver God. And I pray this morning na mabuksan ng mga mata ninyo, mga kapatid, how generous God is and how bountiful a giver He is. Naniniwala ba kayo that God is generous? Sino nakaranas sa pagiging galante ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay, pakitaas ng kamay? Totoo yan, ano? Palakpakan natin ng Panginoon because God is really a giver, no? Kaya yun ang sinabi na ni Isaac kay Jacob. And so he sent off Jacob. And Jacob obeyed. In chapter 28 verse 10, ang sabi dito, Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran, embarking on a 500-mile journey. Malayo-layo yan, mga kapatid. And he came to a certain place, stayed there that night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. Anong nangyari ngayon kay Jacob? Whatever happened to Jacob? Di ba siya yung panganay? At di ba nasa kanya yung blessing? But what is he doing right now in the wilderness? Staying not even in a hotel? Having nowhere to lay his head? He was at the point in his life that he was empty. He had nothing. And interestingly enough, mga kapatid, God begins His work in your life in your point of need. When does God begin His work in your life? God began His work in the life of Jacob in his point of brokenness. Siguro ito yung period na there was a breakup. There was a breakup. Kasi there was separation eh. Isipin nyo lang tong si Jacob. He lied to his father, he cheated his brother, and he was running away, no? From his brother who was angry at him. He was a homebody but far from home. Yung bang ito yung lalaki, itong si Jacob ay hindi sanay sa labas ito eh. He's a homeboy. No? And the only adventure that he could think of is trying a new recipe. Yun lang, kasi chef siya. But to travel out of his comfort zone, that's totally, totally foreign and totally unfamiliar for him. He was pushed out of his comfort zone. At madalas, when God begins His work in you, He pushes you out of your comfort zone. And sometimes to be able to do that, He will cause some breakup. He will cause some dysfunctions. He will cause some problems or conflicts. He was a mama's boy. Siguro, naranasan lang niya magkap sa paligid lang ng bakuran nila eh. But to camp out in the wilderness, in the forest, That's really, really strange. Hindi siya bagay sa paglalakbay ng malayo. Bagay yun sa kuya niya, kasi yung kuya niya is a man of the fields. Alam mo yun, yung kabisado mo yung gubat? Kabisado mo yung disyerto? Alam mo kung nasaan yung mga leon? Alam mo kung nasaan yung mga usa? Alam mo kung nasaan yung huhulihin mo? No? Why? Because you're the man of the field, you're a hunter. Pero para kay Jacob, hindi yata bagay sa kanya yon, di ba? And now look at him. Nakahiga siya sa lupa na ang kanyang unan ay bato. At habang siya ay nakahiga, nakatingin sa langit, binibilang ang mga bituin, siguro he was reflecting and he was thinking to himself. Siguro iniisip niya, you know, I got the birthright and I got the blessing, everything that I ever wanted. But why does it feel, it doesn't feel good. Di ba? Nakuha mo na yung gusto mo eh. But it doesn't feel right. He was on the run. He was isolated. He was alone. He was... he was out of place. Kaya nga, ang iniisip niya is, ano nang nangyari sa akin? At hindi ko alam kung naghihintay sa akin doon sa Haran. Boy, he was confused. Ibang nakuha mo na lahat, pero parang hindi pa rin tama. Di ba? He was not only confused, but he was also guilty. Kasi he lied to his father, he cheated his brother, and he even used the name of God in vain. And in spite of that, his brother still loved him and gave him the blessing. Paano kang hindi magigilty nun? Di ba? Ginawan mo na ng masama yung tatay mo. Niloko mo na. Dinaya mo na. Heto yung tatay mo. Binless ka pa rin. So ang hirap nung pakiramdam ng ganun. Na-imagine nyo ba yun? While he was lying in the wilderness, his head on the pillow, he was confused, and at the same time, he was guilty. So while he was wrestling with the guilty and confusing past and facing an anxious and uncertain future, he was on his own. And that's when God began his work. That's when God began his work. In his point of weakness, in his point of need. And that's also the time that God begins his work in your life, in your point of need, and in your point of brokenness. So God showed up nung nandun siya sa wilderness na yan, and God revealed himself to Jacob in a dream. Nabasa natin kanina yon. He saw a ladder and the angels of God are ascending and descending. Yung ladder na to, nakatungtong sa lupa, ang dulo, langit, at nandun sa dulo ang Diyos, at nakita niya yung angels ascending and descending on the ladder or a staircase. Hindi ko ma-imagine kung ano yung ladder, but I think it's more of a stone staircase. No, rather than a wooden ladder, no. So parang yun yung nakita niya. At nagsalita ang Diyos sa kanya. Okay? At nung ma-experience niya ang Diyos and God broke in, no? Then he realized that God was there. Okay? So in a breakup, always remember this, God stays. Look at verse 16. Open your Bibles to verse 16. So after God revealed himself to Jacob, itong sabi niya, then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. Surely the Lord is in this place and I was not even aware of it. God was there for Jacob, despite the fact that he was isolated. In the place of isolation, God was there. In the place of separation, God was there. Sometimes we think, when our lives are in transition, parang God doesn't care. Madalas ang iniisip natin when we are at the height of our career, o kaya nasa height ka ng life mo, everything is doing well, then God is with you. And then kapag ka naman dumarating ka sa buhay mo, in pain, you're in struggle, nasi-sense mo rin that God is there. But between these two points of pain and glory, parang, alam mo yon, yung transition mo from here to there, Parang God is no longer interested in the transition. Kasi from Beersheba to Haran, that's 500 miles eh. And he was somewhere in the middle. At alam mo yung pakiramdam na nandun sa gitna. Alam mo yung pakiramdam that you are in transition. You feel shaky, you feel unstable, you feel insecure. Yung mula elementary, mag-high school ka, alam mo yung anxiety na ano kaya ang haharapin ko pag nag-high school ako. O kaya from K-12, magka-college ka, iniisip mo, ang dami mong iniisip. O kaya pagka-graduate mo, no? Gumraduate ka sa BSU, now what's next? Di ba? Yung pakiramdam nung transitioning, that's very unstable. No? Hindi mo alam kung ano mangyayari. You're not yet there, but you're still, you're far from home, but you're not yet there. So in that point, God revealed himself to Jacob and he said to him, I am the God of your father Abraham and I am with you. Kaya sabi ni Jacob, surely the Lord is in this place and I was not even aware of it. That in your point of pain, in your point of, you know, separation and isolation and your point of depression and discouragement, your point of uncertainty of what will happen next, God is saying, do not worry, my child, I am with you. You may not feel it, you may not know it, but I am with you. Amen? I have never left you. I have never abandoned you. I have never forsaken you. Kaya napabulala si Jacob eh. Surely the Lord is in this place. And I didn't know it. Kapatid, you didn't know it. You don't know it. But God cares for you. So remember this. In a breakup, God stays. He remains. He is with you. Amen. Secondly, in a break-in, God speaks. God broke in. You know that? When God created the heavens and the earth, He put some laws, natural laws, to sustain and maintain the world. So ang tawag natin madalas dyan ay science, no? But once in a while, God appears and God shows up. And then we realize that there's a higher law than science. That God is sovereign, that God is above His creation. We are surprised, we are shocked, we are in awe. Bakit? Because miracles do happen. So sa point of departure ni Jacob, he had nowhere to go. God appeared to him. He showed up. And when God broke in, He spoke. At anong sabi ng Panginoon kay Jacob? Anong sabi niya kay Jacob? I am the God of your father Abraham. That's in verse... In verse 13. I am the Lord, the God of father your Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. Yun ang introduction ni God eh. Ako yung Diyos ng tatay mo at ng lolo mo. Ako ang Diyos ng lolo mo at ng tatay mo. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Sabi ng Diyos, ako yung Diyos. And I'm showing myself to you. I'm breaking in your life. No? And I want to promise you something. The promise I gave to Abraham and to Isaac, I give it to you as well. Without you even asking. I give it to you. Ano yung tatlong promises dito? Una, ang sabi ng Lord dito, the land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Ang lupain na yung hinihigaan ngayon ay ipamamana ko sa iyo, property. Pangalawa, your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. Okay? Pangalawa is posterity. Una, property. Pangalawa, posterity. Posterity, yung lahi. Yung dadami ang iyong mga anak, dadami ang iyong mga apo at kaapu-apuhan. Pangatlo, no? And your offspring, and in you, and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Pangatlo is prosperity, blessing. So, sino may gusto sa atin ito? You want property? Taas ang kamay. Amen. Okay. You want posterity? Maraming lahi? Taas ang kamay. Amen. You want prosperity? Biyaya ng Diyos? Amen. We all want that. And that's the promise of God to Jacob. Grabe, ang ganda ng pangako ng Panginoon. At ang pinakamatindi dito, sabi niya, behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. Wow, the blessing of protection of God. No? The presence of God, the protection of God, and the restoration of God, that I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Amen. Alam mo, mga kapatid, itong salita ng Diyos na ito ang naging baon ni Jacob pagpunta niya ng Haran. Na ang Diyos na nagpakita sa kanya sa lugar na ito, na ang tinawag niyang Bethel, which is the house of God, ito, ay babalik uli siya dito. Why? Because God appeared to him and God made a promise to him, no? And he believed that God will fulfill his promise, that he will be able to return to the promised land. Iba po talaga kapag narinig natin ang tinig ng Diyos eh. Amen ba? So when God breaks in, be sure to listen because He will speak. Makikinig ka sa Panginoon sa kanya mga sinasabi. We all have spiritual needs. Nagugutom po hindi lang ang ating katawan, nagugutom din ang ating mga kaluluwa. In fact, kaya tayo nandito ngayong araw na ito, ng Linggo, no, because we have a need. We have spiritual hunger. We thirst for God. We hunger for His Word. And we want more of His revelation. Why? Because it feeds our souls. It satisfies our spiritual needs. Kaya tayo nandito, bumabalik-balik tayo. Tama ba? Because we are being fed. And that's the wonder of God breaking in our lives. Because we get to hear Him. No, mainam po yun na nakikinig tayo sa salita ng Panginoon. Dahil yan ang pagkain ng ating kaluluwa. Naalala ko po yung isang lalaking bumili ng parot. Bumili po siya ng parot na nagsasalita. Ang sabi nung may-ari nung pet shop, nagsasalita yan. So binili po niya, nalagay niya sa hawla. No? Tapos titingnan niya po yung parot. Hindi naman nagsasalita. No? Tinitay niya may... You know, bumalik siya doon sa pet shop. Sabi niya gano'n, hindi man nagsasalita yung parot. Hindi ba natin, hindi nagsasalita yan. Eh, meron ba dyan, ano, meron bang ladder yung, ano mo, yung kulungan mo? Bakit? Ba't kailangan ng ladder? Eh, kailangan niya nung gusto ng parot, umaakit, bababa. Bili mo ng ladder. Ah, gano'n. Bili niya ng ladder, lagay niya sa hall. Paglagay niya ng ladder, tinitingnan niya yung parot. Umaakit, bababa. Pero hindi nagsasalita. Nagsasalita yung parot na ito. May problema to. Binalik siya, bumalik siya sa pet shop. Sabi niya, hindi nagsasalita yung parot eh. Eh, nilagay mo ba ng ladder? Oo, may ladder na. Meron bang swing? Swing? Oo, eh, yung parot, gusto niya yung nagsuswing siya. Yung nagsuswing na ganyan, nalilibang siya. Ganun. Ganun ba? So, bumili ng swing, nilagay doon sa hawla, tapos pinanood ulit yung parot. Hindi pa rin nagsasalita. Ano bang classic parot ito? Bumalik siya doon sa pet shop. Sabi niya, ganun eh. Hindi nagsasalita yung parot na binili ko sa iyo eh. Ayga, inilagay mo ba ng ladder? O, meron bang swing? O, may swing na eh. Nilagay mo ba ng salamin? Salamin! Namin ganun, bakit? Ano meron? Kailangan ng salamin. Eh, alam mo, ang parod, gusto niya, tinitingnan niya yung kanyang sarili sa salamin. Kaya dapat bumili ka ng mirror. Lagyan mo ng mirror. Yan, magsasalita yan. Ganun ba? So, gumawa, bumili po ng mirror sa pet shop. Tapos, eh, nilagay po doon sa hawla. Tinignan yung parod. Hindi nagsasalita. Hindi nagsasalita. Kinabukasan, no? Bumalik siya doon sa pet shop. Galit na galit siya. Eh, ganun. Sabi niya, bro, may problema yung parot na binigay sa akin eh. Bakit ano nangyari? Di ba, binili mo ba ng hagdan? Oo, binili ko ng hagdan. Binili mo ba ng swing? May swing na. Oo, binili mo ba ng mirror? Meron ng wing, mirror. Eh, ano nangyari? Eh, namatay eh. Sabi niya, bakit namatay? Eh, ganun. Hindi ko nga alam eh. Eh, nagsalita ba yung parot bago mamatay? Eh, oo. Eh, anong sabi ng parot? Wala bang food doon sa pet shop? Wala bang tindang food doon sa pet shop? At madalas ganyan tayo, di ba? Ang buhay natin, you have the ladder, you have the swing, you have the mirror, you have everything that this life could offer, but you're still hungry. Why? Because you're not feeding your soul. No, minsan kailangan pala pagkain ng kaluluwa. Amen? Amen ba? Baka mamaya, kumpletong-kumpleto ka sa gadget, kumpletong-kumpleto ka sa equipment, kumpletong-kumpleto ang bahay mo. Pero ang kaluluwa mo naman, gutom. Bakit? Hindi ka kumakain. So when God breaks in, be sure to open your ears, not just your eyes, seeing the glory of God. Amen. So nakita natin dito, no? In a break up, God stays. Pangalawa, in a break in, God speaks. Panghuli, in a breakthrough, God saves. God saves. Verse 11. Or verse 12. Sabi sa verse 12. Okay. Sabi po sa verse 12. Look at your Bibles. And he dreamed. No, nung nakahiga siya. I think it's more of a vision. And behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father. Okay. Anong ibig sabihin ng ladder? Ito ang tawag dito sa Jacob's ladder. So abang natutulog po siya, nanaginip siya, nakakita siya ng hagdan na mula lupa hanggang langit. Alam niyo po, itong ladder na ito o staircase na ito ay simbolo ng pagnanais ng tao na mapalapit sa Diyos. Simbolo ito na merong attempt ang tao na gusto niyang magkaroon ng meet up with God. Sa Babylonia, meron silang tinatawag na ziggurat, na kung saan may mga building silang itinatayo na may mga hagdan na matataas. At doon sa tuktok noon, naniniwala sila na pwede lang makatagpo ang Diyos. Yan din ang dahilan kung bakit nagtayo ng tore ng Babel. People want to reach heaven. No? Okay. So ito yung tangka o attempt ng tao to get closer to heaven or to know God. No? Pero lahat ng ito ay walang, kumbaga, it's vain, it's futile. Kumbaga, there is really no way by which you can reach heaven. There is no way. Ang lahat ng pagtatangka ng tao ay hindi talaga aabot hanggang langit. Tayo lang, di ba, bilang mga relihiyoso mga tao, ano mga tangka natin noon para mapalapit sa Diyos? So tinatry mo magsimba linggo-linggo, may Angelus ka. Kami po ganun eh. Nung bata ako, elementary ako, dapat alas 6 na sa bahay na kasi may Angelus po kami. Pagka Miyerkules, meron kaming ina ng laging saklolo at ako ang kasalmo responsoryo ng nanay ko. Pagdating ng Biyernes, meron kaming Nazareno. Pagdating ng Sabado, meron kaming Birhen ng Barangay. Pagdating ng Linggo, meron po kaming simba. So these are good things and these are attempts, no, para ikay mapalapit sa Panginoon. Pero lahat ng ito ay hindi naman nagpabago ng buhay ko. Parang kahit araw-araw kami nag-Angelus, parang ang feeling ko, ang layo-layo ng Diyos. At parang gusto kong marinig siya, pero hindi ko naman alam kung paano. Gusto mong malaman ang kalooban niya, pero hindi ko alam kung saan. At the more I became religious, the more I fall into temptations. Bakit ganun, ano? Parang kung kailan lumalapit ka sa Diyos, lalo dumadami yung kasalanan mo. Kaya confused ako nun. No, because of my religion and because of my hidden sins, no, noong time na yon. Okay, so just like Jacob, he was also confused, di ba? He wanted siguro to know God, but paano? Until the ladder was revealed to him. Okay, so yung hagdan pala na to ay napakahalaga para makarating ka sa Diyos. And interestingly, in Chapter 1 and verse 51 of John, makikita natin dito yung sabi ni Jesus Christ about the ladder. Look at this verse. Verse 51 ng chapter 1 ng John. Okay. And he said to him, sabi po doon, "Truly, truly, I say to you," talking to Nathanael, "you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Amen? So yung palang reference kay Jacob, Jacob's ladder, yun ay isang tipo sa theology, yung tawag doon, it's a type of Jesus Christ. Na nung nakita ni Jacob yun, ito'y isang prophetic type na sinasabing there will be a way to heaven, to God. And that will be through a ladder where angels will ascend and descend. Yun lang yung magiging way para makadiretso ka sa Diyos. And Jesus Christ made the assertion and the claim. Ang sabi niya kay Nathanael, na mangha ka, na sinabi ko sa iyo that I saw you before even Philip called you, that I saw you under the fig tree, you will see greater things than this. Huh? You will see heavens opened and angels are ascending and descending. Saan? Sa ladder? No. On the Son of Man. On Jesus Christ. Amen. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ng Panginoon sa oras na ito? Upon realizing that, wow, it's Jesus pala. The ladder. The way. The bridge. The stairway to heaven is none other than Jesus Christ. So it's not religion. It's not doing good works. It's Jesus Christ. At si Jesus mismo nagsabi noon, ako yun. No? Ako yun. Purihin natin ang Panginoon. So, tandaan natin, ano, in a breakup, in case you have sustained a breakup, in case you have been in a point of brokenness, God stays with you. Always remember that. Secondly, in a break-in, you know, God speaks, listen. And in a breakthrough, God saves. Ang salvation na binigay ng Diyos kay Jacob, ang sabi niya, the blessing of Abraham is not exclusively yours. The blessing of Abraham is not for a specific people or selected people. Hindi ito para lang sa mga piling mga tao. This blessing is intended for the rest of humanity. Kaya kayo binibless na pamilya para mabless ang buong mundo for the salvation of the world. Now, how do we then have a breakthrough? Paano tayo magkakaroon ng breakthrough? Tatlong bagay lang, mga kapatid. Very quick. If you want to have a breakthrough in your life, you have to break from your past. You have to break from your past. Whatever pain or wound or offense you have sustained, let go of it. Ibigay mo sa Panginoon. Okay? And whatever guilt you have right now, maybe you have done something really, really bad, and you cannot quite forgive yourself. You messed up your life because of a wrong decision. Ilagay mo sa kamay ng Panginoon. And He can make something out of it. Something beautiful out of it. So break from your past. No? The guy in Jacob, he had to be pushed out of his past. Secondly, you have to break from your peers. No? There are people who are with you, but they are not necessarily for you. There are friends that you have right now who are not really helping you grow in your Christian life. Mabuti pang pumili ka na lang ng ibang kaibigan, no? Kagaya ni Jacob, he had to be uprooted for a time, no, from his brother and to be replanted in Haran, but after 20 years to go back to the promised land. So there are people that need to be, alam mo yan, to be separated from you. There are hobbies, there are things that are not really making you fruitful. So dapat you evaluate that and be discerning. Okay? Break from your peers. And panghuli is break from your plans. Break from your plans. From your personal agenda, from your personal ego and desires. Medyo malungkot lang kasi kung titingnan natin dito, Jacob made a vow. No? Medyo malungkot na masaya because he made the vow for the first time in his life. He encountered God and he made a promise to God. No? Kaya lang yung promise niya is conditional. Kasi he began with if. Okay, look at verse 19. No? Anyway, verse 18, sabi dito, So early in the morning, Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel. Pwede mong sabihin yung Bethel? Yan. Pagka po sa Bible, pag sinabing Bethel, yung salitang Beth ang ibig sabihin ay house. Yung El ang ibig sabihin ay God. So pag sinabi mo yung Bethel, ang ibig sabihin nun, house of God. Okay? Pagka Bethlehem, yung Lehem is bread. So Bethlehem is house of bread. Yan. Kapag nakakita kayo ng mga Beth Page, Beth Tabara, mga ganyan sa Bible, ang ibig sabihin nun, house. Meron ba dito ang pangalan ay Beth or Elizabeth? So yan, parang yun. Ibig sabihin lang sa original is, sa Hebrew is, Beth is house. So sabi niya, this is the house of God. This is where God is. Pagbalik ko dito, no, mag-worship ulit ako, giving thanks to the Lord who fulfilled His promise to me. Ito itong sabi niya sa verse 20. Then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me. Okay. So some Bible scholars, medyo pinagaganda yung image ni Jacob. Sabi daw, ang tama daw translation nun ay since God will be with me, then I will do this. Pero kung titingnan mo yung kanyang mga hinihingi, these are all self-serving. Sabi niya kasi gito, if God will be with me, meaning the presence of God, and will keep me, which is protection, kung puprotection na niya ako, in this way that I go, I will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, that's God's provision, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. then the Lord shall be my God. Okay? So he wanted the presence of God, he wanted the protection of God, he wanted the provision of God, and sabi niya, then the Lord will be my God, my God. And not only that, no? And this stone which I've set up for a pillar shall be God's house. This will be God's house, and all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. So nangako si Jacob na, I will give you my tithes. No, I will give you my tithes. Hindi pa ito law, hindi pa ito inuutos ng Diyos. But Abraham voluntarily gave his tithes to Melchizedek, and Jacob voluntarily gave his tithes, pero actually medyo conditional ng konti. If the Lord will provide for me, then I will give you my tithes. Okay. Typical of Jacob na negotiator or someone who knows how to bargain. Is it a good deal? Lord, provide mo lahat ng kailangan ko. 10% sa'yo. But the good thing about God is this. He did not rebuke Jacob for his self-centered vow. He did not rebuke Jacob. God did not walk away saying na, ganyan pala utak mo. Ganyan ka pala mag-isip. Pipili na lang ako ng iba. Kasi you're such a selfish, egotistical person. But no. Alam kasi ng Diyos that Jacob is a work in progress. Amen? Amen ba? Kagaya mo din at kagaya ko, we are a work in progress. Hindi pa tayo nakarating dun eh. May mga weaknesses tayo, may mga dark side pa rin tayo eh. No? And God was able to put up with Jacob despite of that. I think for God, that's good enough. For Jacob to be able to make a vow, I think that's good enough. Just like Peter, nung sinabi ni Peter, no, Lord, hindi kita tayang mahalin ng kagaya ng pagmamahal mo sa akin. You love me 100%. My love for you is only 70%. Kulang, Lord. But that was good enough for the Lord. Amen? The interesting part is this, no? Patulungan na tayo sa exciting part. Okay. Sige. Look at Genesis chapter 27 verse 20. If you please open your Bible to Genesis chapter 27 verse 20. Genesis chapter 27 verse 20. Yan. Anong sabi dito sa verse 20? But Isaac said to his son, to Jacob, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? Paano mong nahuli agad yung usa? Naalala nyo last week, yung pinag-usapan natin. Paano ang bilis-bilis mong nahuli ng usa? Anong sabi ni Jacob? Because the Lord your God granted me success. Or in the New King James Version, because the Lord your God brought it to me. The Lord your God brought it to me. Binigay sa akin ni God. So that's a good reminder for Isaac na talagang ang Diyos ang nagbigay kay Jacob. No, ang Diyos talaga nagbigay. But look at the words of Jacob. Look closely at the words. Ang sabi dito, because the Lord your God, the Lord your God. What do you see? It's your God. Isaac, it's your God. But one chapter after, same verse, verse 20, chapter 28. Flip mo lang yung Bible mo sa susunod na chapter. Look at verse 20. Ano sabi dito? If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I go and give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, then the Lord shall be my God! Wow! What a journey. Siguro this is what every parent, every Christian parent would want to have their children, no? To possess. It is what every parent would want, that their children will also possess the value that they have, that they will also embrace the faith that they have. So nung panahong si Jacob ay manlilin lang at manluloko, ang sabi niya, binigay ng Diyos mo sa akin yung usa. Binigay ng Diyos mo sa akin. Pero salamat sa Panginoon, because things change when you pray for your children. No, something happens, and when God breaks in, na-realize si Jacob na totoo pala ang Diyos. At ang sabi niya, Lord, you will be my God. My God. Huwag sanang humantong sa pagkakataon na kunin ng Diyos ang tatay at nanay mo bago mo masabi na totoo pala yung Diyos ang tatay at nanay ko. I will embrace this God. Sana ngayon pa lang. No? I just pray that your coming to church is because it is your decision to worship your God. Not because you're worshiping your father's God or your mother's God. Ang ibig lang sabihin nun, nagbibigay ka lang sa nanay at tatay mo, ayaw mo lang ng gulo, ayaw mo lang ng conflict, ayaw mo lang masermonan ka. So, pagbibigyan mo na lang, matahimik na lang. For Jacob, it took a while. It took a while. And still, there will still be a long journey ahead for him to fully realize that the Lord really was his God. Pasimula pa lang ito, mga kapatid. Nagsisimula pa lang ito. In fact, conditional pa nga. But that's good enough for God. That's good enough for God. He was willing to put up with Jacob, to be patient with him until the time comes that he will realize with all his heart that God is faithful, that God is good, and that Jehovah is really his God. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid, sa kanyang kabutihan. Jacob's testimony in Genesis 31 verse 4 and 5, sinabi niya yon na kay Rachel at kay Leah, I see that your father does not regard me with favor as he did before, but the God of my father has been with me. So after 20 years, that's the testimony of Jacob. The God of my father has been with me. God never left Jacob. Amen. In conclusion, mga kapatid, in conclusion, I've been wrestling with the vision of the ladder. Nung mabasa ko pa lang to, I was really asking God, and it took a while for me to understand what's the meaning of the ascending and the descending of angels. Lord, anong ibig sabihin na yung anghel ay umaakyat at bumababa sa hagdan? What was the meaning of that? Hindi ko maintindihan eh. Kasi di ba, dapat descending and then ascending. Di ba dapat ganun? I don't know. Pinag-iisipan ko lang maigi. Sabi ko, Lord, di ba dapat, kung may hagdan na ganyan, dapat galing sa langit yung angels, bababa, tapos siya kaakyat. Di ba? Bababa muna, descending muna, tapos ascending. Bakit ang sabi sa Genesis, the angels are ascending and descending, and Jesus confirmed it in John chapter 1 verse 51 that, you know, angels are ascending and descending. Bakit? Ilang araw kong pinag-isipan yun eh. Ilang araw kong pinapanalangin. Sabi ko, Lord, I'm wrestling with this verse. Hindi ko alam ba anong ibig sabihin ng ascending and descending. Why? And then it dawned on me that God's revelation that God is saying is this. Listen to this very carefully. God is already at work before you even know it. Angels are always at work fulfilling God's mission on earth. And they are ascending. Why? Because they are reporting to God. What happened to their assignment? Because God was already at work. So, angels are ascending to report to God, and they receive fresh commissions from God, they go down. So, anong implication ito sa atin, mga kapatid? May mga pagkakataon sa buhay mo that you don't see God at work in your life. No? Parang magsisimula pa lang ang Diyos sa buhay mo ngayon. No. God is already at work in your life even before you know it. God is already at work in your life. Hindi pa nangyayari, gumagawa na ang Diyos sa buhay mo. And angels are ascending to heaven to report what's happening in your life. And then, angels are descending so that they will receive fresh commandments or commission from God. Anything new that God wants to accomplish in your life. So tama yung sabi ni Jacob, God is surely in this place. And I didn't know it. God is already at work in your life. Alam na ng Diyos yung kailangan mong scholarship and He has already provided that a long, long time ago. Amen ba? God has already known that there will be financial crunch in your company and He has already provided everything that you need. Alam na ng Panginoon yun eh. Kaya, God is already at work. Amen? Never ever doubt that in Psalm 139. Diba? Ano sabi doon sa verse 4? Even before I say the word, you already know. Before I sit down, before I stand up, you already know what will I do. Before I was created, you saw me, my unformed body, soul, and spirit. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Sabi niya, before I even live a single day in my life, you have already ordained even the number of days that I will live. Sabi ng salmista, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's too great for me to understand. Yung bang hindi ka pa nabubuhay, nasa isip ka na ng Diyos? Yung hindi ka pa pinanganak ng nanay mo, minamahal ka na ng Diyos at ipinlano niya na ang lahat sa buhay mo. Isn't that amazing? Kaya when there are transitions in your life, never ever doubt the faithfulness of God, the goodness of God in your life because He is always at work. You may feel awkward, you may feel inconvenienced, you may feel uncomfortable. Why? Because you're in transition, no? Mag-aasawa ka. Alam mo yon? Yung hindi mo alam what will happen. Siya ba talaga? Mag-asawa na ka ngayon? Magkakaanak ba kami? Paano lang future namin? Working ka ngayon? Magninegosyo ba ako or what? These are all transitions in life. Iba pa yung may mga hiwalayan, may mga namatayan. Those are difficult transitions in life. But God is assuring you right now that God is surely in that place in your life. in that place of bereavement, in that place of disappointment, in that place of brokenness, in that place of desperation, in that place of guilt, God is surely in that place. And He will carry you through. Amen? Amen ba? There is a song that I love to sing na kasama sa song ng Joseph the Dreamer. And that song is, He Will Carry You. You know the song? It's a very simple song, but a very beautiful song. Sabi lang doon ay, there is no problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, He cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep, He cannot soothe it. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my brother, that He will carry you. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulder, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. He will carry you. Amen. Yung po tayo, mga kapatid, let's all close our eyes and let's pray. Father, thank You for this morning. Thank You for Your solemn words and Your assurance, Lord, that in a breakup, You never leave us, You stay. In a break-in, You speak. And You speak encouraging words. You speak assurances and promises. And in a breakthrough, Lord, You save and sanctify us. Lord, salamat po ng marami for speaking to us this morning and for assuring us, Lord, that You have never left us, You have never abandoned us, and that You will carry us through. Thank You, Lord. Kapatid, are you in a transition right now? Do you feel shaky? Insecure? Do you feel unstable, uncomfortable? Why? Because you're in transit. You're far from home and you're not yet there to your destination. And sometimes you feel uneasy. God is saying to you, I am with you in that place of your brokenness and in your waiting. Let me help you. If that is you, kapatid, can you just raise your hand? Can you just raise your hand? Okay. And receive the assurance of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid.